possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it is a special session getting underway today down in Jefferson City. The House of Representatives will be in session first, followed by the members of the Missouri Senate. And we are lucky enough to get Senator Adam Schnelting on from District 23 this morning. Adam, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm great. Thanks for having me. It's a great day.
Absolutely. Good to get you on here. You know, I was listening to an interview with your friend Nick Schroer yesterday on the Mark Reardon Show, and I overheard Nick giving you credit for helping kind of craft this IP reform bill, and I wanted to get you on here to talk a little bit more about that this morning. It's my understanding the governor wasn't going to call a special session for that unless he knew that there were at least the framework for an agreement.
Yeah, well, that's right, Mark. So before our regular session ended earlier this year, I had met with the governor and I'd asked him to call a special session for IP reform. He had told me that he'd be willing to do it, but in order for that to be the case, we would have to first build consensus among our colleagues in the House and in the Senate. So the Senate pro tem, the president pro tem of the Senate, asked me to lead the charge at getting interested senators together to hash out our policy differences and then agree to a baseline plan that we could all get behind. And of course, once we did that, we were able to go ahead and speak to members of the House, try to build consensus there as well, and then talk to the governor's office. And at that point, the understanding was that he may be willing to call that special session for IP reform. And that's exactly what I did and what some of others have joined me doing. And here we are.
So originally the debate was, just to catch people up, we just raised the threshold from 50% to 56 or 57%. So you'd have to get some buy-in from the other side in order to change the Constitution. What this version of it does, correct me if I'm wrong, is it keeps it at 50% plus one vote, but it must also get 50% plus one vote in 5 of the 8 congressional districts. Is that correct?
Well, no. So it's close. So that's what was proposed last session through the legislature. That's called concurrent majority. What this proposal does is, here's a baseline, two things, the most important things, and there are going to be slight variations because this is going to begin in the House and then end up in the Senate. So while it's going to be amended and it'll have slight variations, the baseline is the same. It's going to require that our laws and our constitutional amendments must be approved by a majority of voters, not only statewide, but in each congressional district. And that raises a bar. So our constitution shouldn't be changed by a mere 50% of the statewide vote. Otherwise, you're going to consistently have St. Louis and Kansas City changing our constitution without a statewide consensus on those changes. What this does is this says, well, in each of the congressional districts, it has to pass.
I love
that.
That's
a higher bar. In addition to that, it also prohibits foreign adversaries from influencing our elections to change our laws and our constitution.
Did Amendment 3 spearhead this discussion and put it to the forefront? I mean, everyone was appalled that special interest was able to come in from out of state, pour billions into a petition drive, and, of course, get it on a ballot and win by a very narrow margin to make, you know, abortion all the way up to 9 months legal in the state of Missouri. Was that the impetus of getting this special session and trying to get something done this year?
You know, it's a great question, Mark. I think it's a little bit of everything. That's a big piece of it. I think that was a real wake-up call to conservatives and Republicans around the state. Bottom line, I mean, there's some of us, like I've been in the legislature now, seven years. In my first year, I introduced legislation I introduced legislation to protect our Constitution with IP reform. Like, this is something that we've been working at for a long time. Our Declaration of Independence states that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
Amen.
In other words, governments shouldn't be changed on a whim. The Constitution is a foundational document for our government. It contains our structure and how our system works. So being the highest charter of our land, so to speak, it's something that we shouldn't be able to change on a whim. Sure as heck shouldn't have foreign adversaries influencing our elections. But look, you may recall last year, right before the election, you had me on your show, Mark, and there were three things. You asked about my priorities. There were three things I told you. I mentioned my top three: fighting for the unborn and their mothers, and I spearheaded this session with the HJR 73, fighting crime in St. Louis, which you know Nick championed the police bill, removing the St. Louis control of the police department to the police board. I supported that as Nick championed and carried that issue. But the third thing I mentioned was IP reform. So, I mean, this has been on our docket for a while, but it is finally about time that we actually have the support in the legislature to get it done.
And redistricting, obviously, is the other big climb here. How are you feeling about that? Is there momentum?
Well, there is momentum. In fact, as soon as I heard the president get behind that notion, I immediately knew that our state is going to go ahead and get that done. Listen, a few years ago, I think, what was it, 20, you know, well, I'll just say a few years ago, I can't even remember the exact year, but I was one of the only a handful of members of the House who voted in support of a 7-1 map. I supported it then, and I support it now. Now, Mark, if you look at states like, you know, Vermont, you know, in Vermont, you have 32% of Vermonters voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Yet they don't have a single congressman, a Republican congressman. 36% of Massachusetts, same situation. 38% of Hawaii, of Hawaiians. Connecticut, Maine, New Mexico, 42 and 46%. The list goes on. So I believe it's time for Missouri values to be more represented, more accurately represented in Congress. Yeah. And our nation greatly depends on it, Mark.
So from a time perspective, House meets starting today. Senate meets starting next week. Is this just 2 weeks? Is it this week and next week?
Yeah, that's essentially it. I mean, it's going to be this week, and it's going to end on the 12th. Okay. That is the current tentative schedule. That's right.
All right, good. Good luck. Senator Schnelting, listen, appreciate you doing that. This is long overdue. Just one last question here. I got about 30 seconds left. When would it likely go on the ballot? Would it be August or November of next year?
It would likely be August of next year. The governor, that's within the governor's purview, but more than likely, it would probably be in the August.
There you have it. Senator Adam Schnelting, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me, Mark.